This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We're going to talk about the honor and the joy of loving grandparents and senior citizens with their wisdom and their knowledge. And I think we need to honor them more. We need to be aware of how important it is to listen to them in our lives. Dr. Joni DeBrito is a counselor at Focus on the Family, and she's going to give us some real insight here on why it's important. As you may or may not know, grandparents are a growing population in the United States, with over 40% of adults age 40 and up having grandchildren. So things have kind of shifted. So Dr. DeBrito, I'm so glad to have you here. Why do you like talking about this subject?
Well, because I valued my grandparents so much, and as I have grown older and now am a grandparent myself, I see all that I am able to offer my children and my grandchildren, because my children are the primary parents, so I am more of a supportive parent, but they need help. They need help raising their children, and there are so many things that we can offer. We can offer wisdom and the experiences of our life, but also, as you may recall maybe from your own life or, you know, from having children of your own, that sometimes parents and kids clash, and very often when that happens, grandchildren are very willing to talk with grandparents, and grandparents can be kind of a buffer and support both their children and their grandchildren, and sometimes actually help them reconcile. Also, we have a culture of very, very busy people. So a lot of people just need help with carting kids around, getting them to different activities and that sort of thing. So grandparents can offer a lot of emotional and physical support to parents.
Yes, and I think the more that we realize that this is a value to us, I think that if the respect is there, and if we will honor our grandparents or even people that are like grandparents to us in our lives, we will find that the wisdom of God will be passed on. And maybe they know something you don't know, right?
Well, and also grandparents can learn from their children and grandchildren. And that's what, so that's kind of the super sauce there, is that when kids are willing to acknowledge the wisdom that their grandparents have to offer, but also grandparents are often able to say, wow, you have a lot to offer me. Boy, especially in the area of technology.
Come on.
So if I am struggling with something on a computer or whatever, I might ask one of my kids, but you know what? If I ask my almost 13-year-old grandson, he'll have the answer right there. Because he grew up with technology.
Right.
So they have a lot to offer us. I think if we can show, especially as Christians, that we value one another regardless of age and recognize the strengths that our grandchildren have to offer us and the strengths that we have to offer them, then we all win.
That's so beautiful. And maybe there are some ways that you could share with us that we can appreciate grandparents in our life, if you have them, or even somebody that's like a grandparent. What would you suggest?
Well, I think the most important thing is to try to connect with them in whatever way they connect, whether that's through some sort of physical activity or writing letters or sending them texts, calling them on the phone, what have you. Most grandparents want to be involved in their grandchildren's lives. And so if you can somehow connect and find out places where you may have things in common, if you are, you know, actually in the bloodline, in other words, these are grandparents and grandchildren who are related by blood to one another, there might be things that about you that came from your grandmother or your grandfather. You may have some talents that are consistent. And then if it's more like of an adoption or or a blended family situation or whatever, you can still be a part of your grandchildren's lives and let them see the kinds of things that you have to offer them, and then connect with them, and for the grandkids to recognize the things that your grandparents are contributing to your lives and thank them.
Amen.
Try to be grateful.
I love that. Just being appreciative and representing grandparents represent an essential element for modern families and for our families today. So we all should be loving and learning from each other. Dr. Joni DeBrito, thank you so much. And thank you for what Focus on the Family provides.
You are so welcome. Great to talk with you.
Amen. We'll give you a connection there. That's on my conversations link right now at star883.com. Just click on conversations.